Everyone, hey, this is Bobby Elias, your executive producer and host of Let's Create a Better World. We're all about a lot of things, which I'll explain in a minute. Our co-host, Divine Aubrey, won't be with us today, but she'll probably be back next week. I may take a few days off, a few weeks off here and there somewhere just to take a break. But I want to make sure this show stays as one of the best. We work hard at it. We're dedicated. Our show is all about a lot of things. Today, we're going to have Veronica Gabrielle talking about love. Eventually, probably next month, we'll be talking about trust. Veronica is a regular here. She's on the first Wednesday of every month. But let me give a little more background on the show. We're all about the newest breakthroughs in health, holistic health, body, mind, spirit, aging, diseases, cancer, exercise, a plant-based diet, organic foods, juicing. And we also get into solutions for the problems that we have, genetically engineered foods, climate change, and EMFs. That's your cell phone radiation, wireless radiation. All right, the next few weeks, here's what we have lined up. Next week will be Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, ahead of time. Jane Beluz Mitchell will be talking about women's issues, the marches, women's abuse. She'll be talking about climate change and the answer to climate change, how we can defeat it through health. Great show. Then the week after, we have Dr. Christine Horner. She's been a regular here once in a while on her show of all about every phase of health that you can think of. She's all around great health, holistic health counselor, helper, teacher, educator, speaker. Then the following week, the 28th of this month, that's 3 weeks from now, we'll have cleansing, how important it is, with David Cirio. All right, let's get to our show today. Our guest today is, of course, first Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, is Veronica Gabrielle. We love Veronica. She's going to talk about love and we got some great things to talk about that, by the way. But Veronica is a transformational coach, a spiritualist. She does a lot of meditation. She has on, she puts together a special thing called Mastermind. She does a lot of great things, and she has other radio shows that she's on. She's just a great, great, one of our very, very best people. Welcome to the show, Veronica. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bobby. I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Love is a great, great issue. It's my favorite topic. We've had this subject on four or five times with some of the best speakers around. to talk about, mostly about how love is somewhat of an answer to the ills and the problems of the world and about people. There's not enough love going around. And we also talk about happiness in line with love. But today we're going to talk strictly about love. And we've had some great, great issues on it because, to me, if people turn themselves around from hate and violence and all the bad things and depression and stressing to a taste of love, it really is an answer. But I'll let you go on with that subject, so go right ahead.
Thank you, Bobby. Yes, what is love? Love is energy. Everything is energy. Energy governs the molecular structure of all manifestation. We just happen to be in a third dimension, and so the energy is a bit dense. Love is energy, and energy is neither created nor is it destroyed. It just simply is. Love is. It's your natural power. We need to ask for love because it already belongs to us. We already have it. We deserve it. We have to be willing to advance into a greater awareness of what we are, which is love. You came from love, you're evolving through love, and you will return to love. And love which created you will not forsake you or abandon you. So we have to be true to ourselves so you can experience love. So you can feel the stirring and the strength of love within you. It's within each and every one of us. And know that you are divine love energy. And always allow your true self, love, to interpret for you. Love's interpretation is always right. And you cannot lose your way when you walk in light. We came from light, love, and wisdom, and we will return to love, light, and wisdom, our natural home. Unconditional love places no conditions on anything outside of itself. And there is no gap in love. So there is no need for us to maintain a false image, an image that we have made. You want to keep, because we're in a universe of duality, and that duality is built into the mind. So we have two thought systems. We have loving thoughts and we have fearful thoughts. And every second, we're choosing one or the other. And which you choose will determine what you see. A loving thought will manifest itself in a loving experience. A fearful thought will manifest itself in a fearful experience. So when we have a spiritual practice, prayer and meditation, you are keeping a clean and open mind, an open slate where love can come. It's already there within us. So we have to let it in. Let it be what it is, love. We were created in love and of love. And love is a quality of our consciousness. And it is an awareness of an inner state or fact. And you cannot be angry with a fact. The fact is you are love eternally. So, and again, because we're in a universe of duality, you have to keep the door of your mind open to love. Love seems to sleep, while part of the mind that weaves the illusions, our illusionary beliefs, appears to be awake. And we cannot support illusion and no love, because no illusion has any truth in it. So love asks for nothing and has everything to give. everything has already been given to us. So again, we ask, what is love? That what does not change. It does not alter with a person or a circumstance. It is not a business contract. It is not a trade agreement. It has no distinctions, no divergencies, no separate parts. It's not separate. It's whole. And its meaning lies in oneness. So I am you and you are me. The content of what we are is the same. And you cannot change what is eternal. Sameness does not change. So if you can do something today and hate it tomorrow, it was never love. Because love is not love if it's turned to hate. Love is eternal. And again, because we're in a universe of duality in every one of us, two forces are at work. One is love, one is fear. One you made, one given to you. One flows toward love, selflessness, joy, and spiritual fulfillment, and the other pulls us back toward our evolutionary path, toward anger, violence, lust, greed, selfishness. And our selfishness has driven us apart from our true identity, which is love. And love is not an illusion, it's a fact. And you can count on love to enter into all of your experiences, regardless of the size or the form the experience may take. And love asks for nothing and has everything to give. So when we have a practice, and you're devoted in your practice, you're opening your mind and you're soaking yourself in love. And until we know what love is, why do we even pretend to talk about love and say, I love you? We need to say, I like you. Because love is not divided. A divided mind cannot know love. What is love? Love can only be awakened by love. And the activation is within the heart of love. And you cannot experience love through anyone else's heart. You can only experience love by recognizing that you are love. Because love is not an illusion. And it's not a belief system. And it waits on welcome, not on time. We are in a time universe. Time is the belief of the separated self we call the ego. But we are eternal, immortal, unchangeable, unchanging, changeless forever and forever. You are love eternally. So we have to welcome it. It cannot enter where it is not welcome. Love is expansion. It's extension. If it's not coming in, it's because it's not going out. And there is no time, no place, no state where love is absent. It's always present. Fear of love is the strangest belief the human mind has made. And you cannot know love with fear in your mind. You cannot perceive love or no love while you perceive something else as more valuable. Love is our natural environment. And it is the environment by which and for which we were created. And when we're not in our natural environment, well, we experience strain, stress. The strain and the stress is a signal. It's telling you you're out of your natural environment. It's impossible to lose your way when you walk in love. Love is with you all the time, and it is eternally free and always at our disposal. And we are here on this planet to give and receive love. So it's not a matter of, do you deserve it? It's a matter of being outrageous to take the plunge into the pool of love. It's there for you. So why not just dive in?
Right.
We are all here to experience the deliciousness of love and life. And the greatest power in life is love. And love is the only power holding everything as one. And love can only be awakened by love. So we need to let our silent cry be love, love, love. And watch the love within you grow in health and strength. Because you're free in your mind and raising your eyes into the presence of love. And without love, life is empty. To love is to know. And we do know. We all came in encoded. The knowledge is there within each and every one of us. We just have to step on the scale of love often to weigh ourselves so you can be assured that your ego has not put on any additional poundage. Love is a fruit in season all the time. Just pick the fruit of love. Love is drawn unto itself. Love begets love. Draw it to you like a magnet. Your task is not even to seek for love, but to seek and find the blocks, the spaces, the fears within your own self that you have built against it. Open your mind to love and allow it to enter where it belongs. You can deny it, but you cannot lose it. Cannot lose it. Love is not an emotion. It's a being that wants to be known. It's a being without hands and feet. And so the knower must become one with the known. So we have to be willing to let go of what has provided us with a limited amount of comfort, our self-made ideas of what love is and what I am. It's only our resistance to let go and try a different approach to life other than the approach that we've taken. The approach that we have taken is built on man-made rules and ideas. Let love lead the way. And love does not insist on its own way. And there are many avenues. We just have to be willing to be led. And you're being led by love, the greatest of all leaders. The mind that wants to know must learn to listen and trust. And if we're clinging, we're resisting. It's fair. Unwilling, simply allow things to be the way they are. Let all things be exactly as they are. You cannot separate yourself from what you truly are. You can run, but you cannot hide. You are love eternal and always will be. You cannot change what is eternal. So just be willing to remove the fears that are tormenting you and let the light in. You can remember your true identity and be aware that you are love eternally and not be so wrapped up and trapped in our own illusionary beliefs.
we have to wake up from the dream of pretending that everything is outside of us, when in truth, everything is already inside of us. How do the wise awaken? You just wake up. How do you drop a hot piece of coal? You just drop it. Most of us think of love as a one-to-one relationship, which is the limitation of love on the physical level. But there's no limit to our capacity to love. And we can never be satisfied by loving just one person here and another one there. Our need is to love completely, universally, without any reservation. In other words, to become love itself. Yeah. And just as a bucket is filled drop by drop, you can transform your thoughts one thought at a time. And again, the greatest power in life is love. And love is a fruit in season all the time. You just have to pick the fruit of love and allow yourself to experience the unfathomable depth of love. So you can come out of the coma of ignorance and allow love to be your teacher, your guide, and your friend. And love is available only in one rare form, as the natural response of a healthy mind and a healthy heart. The heart of man is the mind of God. And love without trust is impossible. And the more generous you are today, the more generosity you will have tomorrow. The more love you give, the more loving you become. If you're selfish, stingy with your love, the scant security you cling to will be battered to pieces by life. But if you give of yourself freely, without any thought of a personal reward, your security will grow unshakably, and you will always have more to give. Give, give, and keep on giving. Your giving is your gift. It's your joy. Yes, moderation in everything. Not too much, not too little. Love is not an illusion. It's what we are. And it's available only in one rare form, as the natural response of a healthy mind and a healthy heart. So the old has to fall away so the new can emerge. And the old are our self-made fearful thoughts. Again, love is a being that wants to be known. And the knower and the known are one. The knower must become one with the known. Know thyself. It's the beginning of wisdom. And so life is not asking that you have no thoughts that are not pure, but that you have none that you would keep. Most of us are seeing ourselves in a ridiculous way. We're not seeing ourselves as we truly are and as we were created in love. So you ask the question, how do you see you? Love is not an emotion. It's a being that wants to be known. There's nowhere for us to go. We are so addicted to our own suffering. What is it that suffers? An image of a self that you have made that is not real. What do we uphold with all of our might? This false image. When you surrender to love, you are surrendering to your inner teacher, your inner guide, your inner guru. Humanity has been asleep for much too long. And now it's time for us to wake up. We feel so alienated because we've separated ourselves from our original mother, Mother Earth, our divine true self. We are both divine feminine and divine masculine. Both are the same in content. Content never changes. Form changes. But you cannot change what is eternal. And if you're selfish with your love, that scant security that you're clinging to will be battered to pieces. Anyone seeking love is seeking God. And every experience we have is a lesson and an opportunity to remember your true self, love. So we need to extinguish our selfishness, which only makes us weak, so we can fly high in the sky of love. Fly like an eagle, high in the sky of love. Spread your wings and let the fairy in you fly.
Very well said, Veronica. Let me let our listeners know that we are speaking with Veronica Gabrielle, transformational coach, spiritualist. She's on our show the first Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And love is so beautiful. It is the answer. This is what we talked about on this show for several years with some of the great minds of why love can be the answer to all the terrible things going on in the world. And that brings me to a question I have. But first, I want to remind you, Veronica, we do want to do a meditation with you. You wanted to do one at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, for the last 10 or 12 minutes. I'll let you decide the timing on that. But here's the same situation, Veronica. A lot of people know nothing about love. A lot of people are hurting. They're sick. They're full of hate. The world is full of violence and meanness and mean-spirited people. And people come to me and ask me, because I talk about love a lot, and they say, how these people are never going to know anything about love. And in a way, they're kind of right, but it's going to take a lot of work to get love across to the rest of the world that's so full of the opposite of love. So we specialize in love and happiness on this show as one of the things that we talk about. But here's a question for you, Veronica. If someone comes to you, and you know that you counsel people, and says, I don't know much about love. I've just been nothing. When I grew up in my family, my home life was all about hate and arguing and fighting, and there was no love. I never felt love. So how can I learn to understand what love is, and in turn have love in my heart and treat other people with love? How can I do that? Your question, well, your answer for that.
Yeah, there's only one way to do it. Again, because that duality is built into the mind and it's there within each and every one of us. We have two thought systems within us. One is love, one is fear. The fact is, we were created in the image and likeness of your creator. Love, image and likeness of love. So your true self is love. You cannot change what is eternal. The self you've made, the superficial artificial self, that imposter self we call the ego, the separated self, your self-made thoughts, that self is not real. And this is the battle. It's the war against yourself. This is the battle everyone struggles with, because that duality is built into the mind. So today I love you, tomorrow I can hate you. But love is not love if it turns to hate. So the responsibility is up to each and every one of us to transcend, to be willing to let go of what we've made, so we can accept what we already have and are. And the basic tools for us to do so is a spiritual practice. Because every time you have a loving thought, it dissolves a fearful thought. And again, that duality is built into the mind. It's two parts to us. So we're all here really to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. And love, how do we overcome the illusions? Surely not by anger or by fear, but by letting reason tell you it contradicts reality. You know, what you are is not for words to speak of or described. It cannot be described or explained, but it can be experienced. It's not a business contract. It's not a trade agreement. It does not alter with a person or a circumstance. It has no distinctions, no divergencies. It is a law without an opposite. It has no separated parts. Its meaning lies in oneness. So I am you and you are me. What I do to you, I do to me. What I see in you, I see in me. So we're all here to wake up from this sleep that we've been in and remember that you are love. Come with nothing to receive everything. Remove the blocks. The blocks are our fearful thoughts. Love is the natural response of a healthy mind and a healthy heart. And every doubt we have is about yourself. To doubt is to not know. But we do know because the knowledge is there. We all came in encoded. A divided mind cannot know love. So every second we're choosing a loving thought or a fearful thought. And which you choose will manifest itself in whatever form it's going to manifest in. A loving experience or in a fearful experience. Love or fear. The whole purpose of us having a spiritual practice, prayer and meditation, is to break up that crystallization in the mind, to be willing to let go of our fearful thoughts of what we've made and accept what we already have, the love that is our richness, our wealth, our divine inheritance. And love is the natural response of a healthy mind and a healthy heart. So we have to ask ourselves the question, what do you want? Do you want what you've made or do you want what has been given to you? We have to decide. The power of decision is your own. Since love is not an illusion and it's not a belief system and it waits on welcome. So we have to welcome it. We already have it. It cannot enter where it is not welcome. Yeah. If it's not coming in, it's because it's not going out. So what do? Let go and trust in love to meet all of your needs. Love knows where you belong. And love cannot teach through fear. And love never turns to attack. So if you hate, it's because you're afraid of love. And fear of love is the strangest belief the human mind has made. Perfect love cast out fear. You cannot perceive love or know love while you perceive something else as more valuable. And we've done it backwards. We've taken the valueless as valuable and the valuable as valueless. And what can change is never love. Love is eternal. Form changes. We're in a universe of form. Form is always changing, but you cannot change what is eternal. So whatever difficulties you're working under, love has the answer. Because love is the law, and it's a law without an opposite. It's the only power holding everything together as one. And it's eternally free and always at our disposal. And love must be shared. Give it, and it will return to you. It's free. So we have to free our minds and recognize what we are. Recognize the truth of what you are. And love is not contaminated by words. The word love is not love. It represents something. What does it mean to you? When you know your love, there's nothing to learn. There's nothing to learn. We already know. The knowledge is already there within us. All the attributes of love are to be shared. Creation is sharing. We share the air. We share the light. We're here to share love. So we have to awaken to love. To love yourself is to know yourself. So you have to give yourself the love, and love knows where you belong. You belong to love. And only by love is love awakened. So we really need to let our silent cry be love, 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 and watch the love within you grow. Feel the presence of love within you. Because without love, life is lonely, empty. empty. We feel weak. We keep searching and rounding corners, looking for fulfillment outside of us. Everything is to be used. But be strong in the awareness of your true identity. You know, why does an easy path seem so difficult and treacherous for us to follow? It's because we see what we want to see and not what is truly there. It's because the mind is possessed with illusions. But love is eternally free. And also, we are more concerned with things on the outside to make us unhappy than we are about knowing love in order to be free. Freedom from what you've made, your fearful thoughts. Choose love and melt away the illusion of despair. Choose love and find your way. The way is the way of love. Ours is the way of pain, sorrow, sacrifice, lack, limitation, littleness, of which love knows nothing of. So we have to release this strange idea within us that keeps us torn by conflicting goals. Love is your only goal. So then why are we not rejoicing? Because we would rather hold on to what we've made. And since we made this false image, we call the ego, as a substitute for love, we believe in what we've made. Who believes illusions but the one who has made them? And we'd rather hold on to what we've made than to let go and let love in.
Beautiful.
In order for us to be content in every present moment, regardless of what you do or do not have, that is true joy. Regardless of if everything around you crumbles, you're still in your natural state of love. And love asks for nothing and has everything to give. You're standing under the canopy of love where all things are right. And you can laugh at fear. You cannot support illusions and know love. Love is sharing. How can you find it except through itself? Offer love and love will come to you. Because it is drawn unto itself. And only love is real. What we've made is unreal. Unreal. This is why we have a spiritual practice. We have to, so we can remember what we are. And again, without love, we're desperately deprived. We're depriving ourselves of what we really want. It's the natural response of a healthy mind and a healthy heart. Yeah. So we have to simplify our lives. Simple living means using minimum means to attain maximum results. It's the opposite of our consumer society. We are victims of moreness, trying to satisfy our hunger for love with our educated mentality. It will not work. Use meditation and the mantra, your spiritual practice, to drive away all those impurities, all that is unworthy and impure. The greatest bondage is mental bondage. Surrender and trust. Completeness lacks nothing because wholeness is unlimited and has no form. We are unlimited, eternal, immortal, unchangeable, forever and forever. So we're depriving ourselves of our divine inheritance. Love. Love. Don't describe God. Experience God. Because you are God. And you can receive only in the measure that you give. So instead of pursuing external satisfactions, why not allow love to rule your decisions from day to day? Protect your health by keeping it clear of physical addictions and emotional obsessions. Protect your mind by keeping it clear and detached. Detachment is not weakness. It's inner strength.
Your strength comes from within. There's nowhere for us to go right now on this planet but to turn our senses inward to the light. We know too much intellectually, and it prevents us from knowing what is true. Prevents us from knowing what is real. Love is real. Fear is unreal.
Veronica, we'd like to do the meditation now, if you could, for about 10 minutes, and then we'll give out your information and finish up with the show. So go right ahead. If you could keep it at about 10 minutes, that would be great.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Say to yourself silently and thoughtfully, with fixed determination and eyes closed, the river of my life is flowing into the sea of love. The river of my life is flowing into the sea of love. The river of my life is flowing into the sea of love. Into the presence of love, I will enter now. Into the presence of love, I will enter now. Into the presence of love, I will enter now. I allow my life to be ablaze with love. I allow my life to be ablaze with love. I allow my life to be ablaze with love. End your fruitless search. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Consciousness is the vine, and that which you consciously perceive yourself to be is the branch that you feed. We are limp and lifeless. A branch has no life unless it's rooted in the vine. There is no need to experience a gloomy state of mind. Seek the undisturbed solitude within. Do not cast aside the priceless pearls of infinite joy, peace, wisdom, and love. Do not restrict the light. Love does not insist on its own way. We all have an inner security that cannot be shaken. As a dedication to yourself, tell yourself, I rest in the loving arms of love. I rest in the loving arms of love. I rest in the loving arms of love. Breathe the holy breath of life and feel your life body. Light is the answer, not the question. Release the constant agitation. Let go and allow yourself to remember the truth of what you are. Light is here, right now. It can be recognized or unrecognized. Offer light, and light will come to you. It lies within you.
in the safety of your eternal home. Tell yourself, I am love eternal. I am love eternal. I am love eternal. I will learn to turn off the ignition of my mind and rest in the arms of love. I will learn to turn off the ignition of my mind and rest in the arms of love. I will learn to turn off the ignition of my mind and rest in the arms of love. I am infinite light and infinite love. I am infinite light and infinite love. I am infinite light and infinite love. I give myself completely to love. I give myself completely to love. I give myself completely to love. I allow the hand of love to hold me up. I allow the hand of love to hold me up. I allow the hand of love to hold me up. We slow down our vibration and simply forgot our natural environment of love. Feel a sense of release and relief. Feel your light body. Tell yourself, it is in love that I belong. It is in love that I belong. It is in love that I belong. Let me feel that my heart is flooded with love. Let me feel that my heart is flooded with love. Let me feel that my heart is flooded with love. I am preserved in love. I am preserved in love. I am preserved in love. Breathe in love and breathe out love, for there is nothing else. The divine light descends upon us all, and we are purified, grateful, and blessed. For this we give thanks. Rest in the arms of love.
Beautiful. That was wonderful. I hope that our listeners
By the way, for listeners that want to hear that again, you can go either tomorrow or the next day, Thursday or Friday. It'll be on the archives, 24-hour archives online or on the phone. I'll give that number in a few minutes. But I wanted to just say a couple things. Your meditation tape, Veronica, I listen to it quite a bit. It's wonderful. It has the word love in there more than any other word, because essentially, like you and I both believe, love is the most beautiful answer for everything. And that tape is, I recommend people call you, and you'll give your contact information right now, so that they can ask you about your books, your tapes, all your work. And I really, really recommend you very strongly. Could you give your contact information, please?
My contact information is veronicagabrielle.com or Labarre Retreats, LABARRIERETREATS, Labarre Retreats at yahoo.com. And Labarre Retreats is a nonprofit organization teaching education in living.
and the word Gabrielle is with two L's. And this is wonderful.
Yeah, Gabrielle, Veronica Gabrielle, GABRIELLE. I actually have two websites, veronicagabrielle.com and Labarre Retreats at yahoo.com.
So I urge you to contact her for more information on her meditation, the book, and her work. And she can help you. She does the most beautiful meditation and a number of things that we talk about. It's a spiritual thing, and it works. It really, really helps you calm down and just be a better person, more happiness, more love, more everything. Next month, I should say, a month from today, four weeks from today, would be the 7th of March, a Wednesday, and we're going to have Veronica Gabrielle again to talk about trust. So that's about it for our session. Veronica, thank you so much. You're wonderful again, and I hope people contact you and learn about more about love. You can hear this. One more thing for all listeners. On the phones, you can hear this show again in the next day or two, but calling this number I'm going to give you. It's a 24-hour telephone archives, 701-719-0994. Also on online, prn.fm. And you can hear, if you call on the phone, it'll be on button number one, like I say, either Thursday or Friday. And the following week, it'll be on button number two, because we have the five most recent shows on with button one, two, three, four, and five. Well, Veronica, this was wonderful. Thank you so much. We love you. And it was just so much love in your whole talk today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for having me. Love you all. Thank you.
Love you, too, all with all my heart. Beautiful. Okay, let me just go over a couple things before the song comes on. We're having the same song that we had earlier, We Are the World. It's going to come on for a few minutes at the very, very end. Next week will be on the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day, and our guest will be Jane Bellows Mitchell. She will talk about the Women's March, women in general, love, because it's Valentine's Day, and she'll be talking about climate change and how certain ways that we live through health, we can defeat climate change. She is a specialist. She's been on these special shows for CNN. She's a longtime radio person that is an activist and really gets into, she's very progressive and gets on all the issues. She's wonderful. So make sure you tune in next week for that show. Now, I want to finish the show by thanking a few people. I want to thank our guest, Veronica Gabrielle, for the show. She'll be on again on Wednesday, March the 7th, 4 weeks from today. I want to thank our engineer, Alex. I want to thank the PRN director, Jesse. Our production team, our producers here in Los Angeles, Stuart Hassel, Greg, and Lydia. And I want to thank you, the listeners. Let's go out with our song, We Are the World, and be sure to tune in again next Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you so much.